Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Hosea chapter 14, the verses 1 to 4. Hosea 14, 1 to 4. Return, Israel, to the Lord your God. Your sins have been your downfall. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, forgive all our sins and receive us graciously that we may offer the fruit of our lips. Assyria cannot save us. We will not mount war horses. We will never again say our gods to what our own hands have made. For in you the fatherless find compassion. I will heal their waywardness and love them freely, for my anger has turned away from them. My theme for reflection is take words, come home. Take words and come home. Not long ago, I was talking to a young man who had gotten lost, not in a forest, but in his own life. He told me, I didn't plan to end up here. I just stopped paying attention. Like many of us, he had not taken a single giant leap away from God. He had taken 1,000 small steps, each one so subtle it felt safe, but eventually he found himself far from the light. Hosea's final chapter, particularly verses 1 through 4, was written for people like him, people like us. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God. For you have stumbled because of your iniquity. That verse, verse 14, is not a reprimand, it is a rescue call. It is not the thundering voice of condemnation, but the trembling plea of a parent who sees a child wandering into traffic. Hosea's people had traded trust in God for shaky treaties, carved idols out of their ambitions, and convinced themselves that self-made security was safer than sacred surrender. It sounds familiar, or doesn't it? Today many of us are there, not in ancient Israel, but in the same spiritual posture. We are exhausted from trusting our own strength, overwhelmed by anxiety and left wondering why all our good intentions never seem to produce peace. As philosopher Charles Taylor has pointed out, in a secular age, our modern lives are marked by a fragile faith, a disorientation that stems from forgetting the divine voice that once anchored us. The more we rely on what we have built, the less room we leave for God to restore. But here is where Hosea's words strike a hopeful chord. Take with you words and return to the Lord. What kind of words? Not grand promises or polished prayers, just honesty, just confession, just the courage to say, forgive us. God's desire is not that we perform our repentance, but that we present it raw, real, and reverent. And when we do, look at the response. I will heal their apostasy. I will love them freely. Freely. No transaction, no bargain, no penance, just love. In Africa, there is a proverb that says, when the roots of a tree begin to decay, it is the leaves that first know. Some of us are watching the leaves in our lives wither, relationships falling apart, joy drying up, integrity cracking under pressure. But instead of cutting off branches, we must go to the root. Our connection to God. Hosea teaches us that repentance is not the end, it is the beginning. God's heart is not behind us, condemning, it is ahead of us, calling. His offer is not mere forgiveness, but full restoration. Dew for our dryness, shade for our weariness, and fruitfulness for our emptiness. And that's where this message touches you and myself. We are Ephraim, created to be fruitful, called to be wise. But when we forget who we are, God reminds us. When we believe we are defined by our failures, God tells us, "You are mine." What would happen if the church became known, not for shouting judgments, but for whispering truth that sets people free? What if our neighbors heard us confessing before they ever heard us condemning? So today, take words, true ones, say, "I am coming home." Speak honestly with God. Speak grace to your neighbor. Speak identity into your own soul. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life have you trusted in your own strength or idols rather than the love and care of God? Number two, what words of repentance or truth do you need to say today to God, to yourself, or to someone else? And now our practical exercise for the day. Take 5 minutes today to write a private letter to God. Include three things: a confession, a word of thanks, and a personal prayer for healing. Then if you feel led, speak one of those words aloud to someone you trust. Gracious God, you are the one who heals our wanderings and loves us freely. We come to you not with perfect offerings, but with broken words and contrite hearts. Restore us, remind us who we are, your sons and daughters created for fruitfulness and wisdom. May our lives blossom again under your care, and may our words speak grace, not just for ourselves, but for all who long to come home. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.